A report by the health advocacy group Families USA estimates jobs lost and the economic drain which could occur if federal Medicaid cuts become reality. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's budget proposal calls for ever-increasing cuts that would reduce spending on Medicaid by 33% in the year 2021. The Families USA report says Medicaid dollars coming into Wisconsin generate jobs. Cuts could mean 31,000 people without work. Democratic Representative Tammy Baldwin says it comes at a time when unemployment in Wisconsin and across the nation is still high.
We have to face our deficits, and we have to balance our budgets. But the question is always how, and doing so smartly. And that means sharing in the sacrifices that need to be made in order to address these critical challenges.
The proposed Medicaid cuts passed by the Republican-controlled House would be on top of the $500 million reduction in Governor Scott Walker's budget. Both cuts combined undoubtedly will have impact, says Nino Amano from the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
It will definitely torpedo our economy. It will have huge effects on commerce in every small town and large city on Main Street. It will have human suffering.
The report estimates Wisconsin could experience a loss of $3 billion in economic activity if Medicaid cuts go through. To deal with the debt limit, Congress can raise the debt ceiling, enact Ryan's cuts, or do a combination of both. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.